Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 21, 1805. Three more shopping days till Christmas. The captains and men are busy preparing their winter quarters. They have little time to write in their journals, and when they do, it is generally a short, uneventful entry. At Fort Mandan, the weather was cold. Here, it is temperate but rainy. At Mandan, they purchased corn with repairs to the Indians' iron tools and vessels. Here at Clatsop, it is fish and roots they must purchase with trade goods which are quickly running out. Captain Clark writes about the weather and the construction progress.
Rain as usual and all day. Today, moderately. We continued at the cabins, daubing and shinking them. Fall several trees which would not split into puncheons. The Indians were detected stealing a spoon and a bone, and left us. Our Sakikomi out, sent two men to gather some at the ocean. Saw elk sign. Captain William Clark, December 21, 1805.
Sakikomi, Sakikomis, was a berry which the Corps mixed with their tobacco. What exactly Clark meant by shinking remains a mystery. He may have meant chinking, the process of filling the gaps of a log wall with mud or some other substance. Reuben Gold Thwaites, the first editor of the Complete Journals, thought it most likely that Clark meant shingling. One of the cabins of Fort Clatsop was built around a large tree stump left after the Corps chopped down the tree for lumber. According to Carlos W. Shane, who built a house on land near Fort Clatsop in 1851, the stump was used as a table or desk. Shane also mentioned other stumps in the area, and that he set fire to the remains of the old cabins. This was documented in Proceedings, a publication of the Oregon Historical Society. Tomorrow, nothing new.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.